with what you've seen from them to this point, what stands out about this version of the offense?
Well, they're doing a good job. They're moving the football around, and they've got an excellent back in Forte. Obviously, they're big and physical receiver, and you know, Brandon Marshall being one of the best receivers in the NFL, they've added a fine weapon at tight end and Bennett, and so they've got some guys who, you know, who athletically you know, are the kind of the head of the class. Jay Cutler's been a productive quarterback, and you know, so they you know, really have some skills, a good group of skilled players on the offensive side.
Coach, is it even possible to go back to look at anything that Mark Trestman has done in the NFL and glean some kind of knowledge of what you might expect on Sunday?
Well, I don't think they're going to come in and run the wishbone. You know, they're going to do the things they've been doing this preseason. And we have to apply our principles and play defense and the way we know how.
Marvin, what have you seen out of John Bostic on film?
I've been really impressed with John. Thought he was a great prospect coming out, and you know, it's fun to watch to know that you got the right grades on guys, and you know, both he and Long are both guys that we felt really good about, and they're both doing a nice job as young players.
What specifically did you like about him, of Bostic?
Well, again, he plays for the Bears, and I really, you know, I'm always cautious. I you know, he's a good prospect. I mean, good player in the NFL.
Do you expect him to start on Sunday?
I can't tell you that. You know, they'll put the guy out there who they feel best about.
As you guys have looked for that second receiver opposite AJ, what about Sanu has stood out to you in his development?
Well, Mo and has just continued to develop as a player, and you know, he's got the ability to. He's a bigger man, much like the guys we're about to play against, and he's got ability. He understands the route concepts. Ability to work the top of the route and the things, the small nuances of what a productive wide receiver in the NFL can be.
From what you've seen of their offensive line, what have your impressions been so far?
Well, they're physical guys. They do a nice job of working together, which is what, you know, the best offensive lines in the NFL play very, very well together. And that's what they're doing a good job of, getting everybody on the same page.
Coach, Dane Sandenbacher was with the Bears last year. What kind of impact has he made with your team?
You know, Dean is, or Dane, I should say, Dane has really come and done what, you know, I expect him to do when we decided to claim him, when the Bears waived him. I think he, you know, he plays bigger than his size. He's a smart player. He understands football. He understands route concepts. He understands leverage and movement away from leverage. So he's been what we expected.
As you're zeroing in with your corners this week, what do you tell them about Marshall and what he presents?
Well, you really have to, you know, you can't relax ever. This is a big-time player. And so you got to play, you know, the technique we're coaching, and you got to play it to the utmost. There is no relaxing. It's going to be a physical match when they run the football. He works as a blocker, but you got to, you know, this guy's he's a good player, and he's a physical player.
How have your players accepted up to this point the high expectations for your team this year?
Well, I don't, you know, don't want them to worry about any expectations. Positively or negatively, they really don't matter. What matters is what you do, what you earn out there each and every week, and that's the most important thing. Our guys have a workmanlike attitude. They've been in the situation before, and you know, they know that the response of it has got to be, we've got to play hard.
What parts of the Hard Knocks experience have you enjoyed?
Well, there's not much that you know. It's great to work with the crew from NFL Films. And if it wasn't for them, you know, we wouldn't have done it. They're great people. They work hard. It's great for my players to see how hard somebody else works at their craft and their profession, and that's a good thing. I think it's great for the NFL fans to see the insides of an NFL club, as well as the fans of the Bengals around the country. So those are the positives of it.
What's your level of confidence of your defensive line winning the battle against the Bears' offensive line on Sunday?
Well, we got to play very good in both our offensive line and defensive line. and that's the most important part of anything. So I don't have to, you know, I'm not getting into the degrees of confidence of what we've got to go play our best football. We've got to play it early on, and we're going to go play a good football team.
Coach, there's so much attention to preparation. I know you were asked about Trestman before, but do you consider it a disadvantage to not know that much about, especially an offense like the Bears? Is that, as a coach, do you consider that a disadvantage, the lack of knowledge?
I wouldn't say, you know, you got a lack of knowledge. I think, again, like I said earlier, you know, they've got a lot of young guys, new guys, and they're going to try to play their very, very best football. And, you know, there comes a little bit of angst that comes with that. You know, we've got to go play and be sound in what we do, and that'll take care of itself. You know, they've got the pressure of the first game, new staff, and so forth, and we've got to play football.
Have you been looking at old video of Trestman's teams?
We've watched everything we watched. So we've been watching it since the schedule came out.
Coach, where is Andy at this age in his development?
Well, he's going into being a third-year starting quarterback in the NFL. He progressed last year from his first season, and he went from being the quarterback last year to being the leader of the offense, and this year he's ascended into being the leader of the football team. And the baton has been passed to Andy. And we go as Andy goes. Our guys understand and know that, and they've got to play their best football in support of Andy all the time. So Andy can do his job carefree.
Will Tyler Eifert be the weapon you thought he could be?
Tyler's an excellent prospect, and he's going to be a good player for us. He'll be an impactful player, and he's been slowed a little bit and hasn't played the last couple weeks. So we're anxious to get him out and get him going again.
Anything else, guys? All right, thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Coach.